I'm back in camp now, and I'm having a cup of tea. But this morning, I had what I think is quite a rare Kalahari experience. I found a leopard lying in a tree. I probably wouldn't have noticed it. It's quite far away, maybe 200 meters. And it was just the strange shape of the branch against the horizon that caught my eye. Leopards are often in trees, of course. They stash their food there and they rest there. But I was surprised. Leopards are not that plentiful in these parts, and large trees are also not too frequent. This wasn't a particularly large tree. It was medium-sized and quite large for the area. Anyway, I had to look twice to believe my eyes. I did not dare to approach closer. It was open field between us, and as it was, I was just extremely lucky to spot him first. And if he looked my way, he was certain to see me. So I just stood dead still, and I tried to make myself as thin as possible behind the few twigs that the sickle bush offered me. I looked at it through my binoculars, and I could see that it was a male. It had a dewlap and had a thick neck. In fact, it was quite a substantial male, especially for this area. So now that I've come across this male, I know that yesterday's tracks was made by a female, not by a young male. A young male would not have been tolerated in the territory here. Now, in my excitement, I completely forgot to try and take a snap, but he was very far away anyway. Would have been just a little blob in the pic. And so I'll try to make a sketch the way I remembered it. Now, he lay on a thick side branch of a camel thorn, about my height above the ground. He was gazing around very relaxed. His tail was hanging down and one leg dangled limply. For him to be out at this hot hour was probably indicative that he hadn't had a good night's hunting and he was still hungry. Prey is rather scarce in the Kalahari, of course. Now, this was a really good perch for him to be on. He could survey the surrounding bush perfectly from there. After about 15 minutes, just as I was getting tired of my very uncomfortable position, I was beginning to think how I should try and move away without disturbing him. He stood up and he licked at something on his chest and took a last look around, and then he leapt to the ground. He landed like a champion gymnast doing his floor routine. He stood for a moment and then he moved off. And within a few strides, I'd lost him, even through my binoculars. I couldn't help thinking that, walking along, I could easily get within a few paces of him before I would have any chance of noticing him, especially if he kept still. Of course, this was highly unlikely. He would spot me long before and move off, unless he had other new intentions, of course. But much more likely, all I would ever see, if I was sharp enough, would be his tracks. And that would, of course, be exciting enough in itself. Yes, the wilderness is a beautiful place, and it's dangerous. When he'd gone, I walked up to the tree. Now, there were several larger trees in the area, and that probably said something about the underground conditions, perhaps an upwelling of moisture or soils below the sand that had better water retention properties. Anyway, there was nothing particularly spectacular or special about this tree. As I approached, I wondered what the leopard's thinking might have been as he strolled through the veld, much like I was. Did he, when he happened to pass under the tree, just simply have a spontaneous urge to climb up to that branch? Some kind of arcane affinity for elevated points. But leopards are known to be quite intelligent. I've observed, not live, but on footage, scenes that suggest deliberate contemplated action. Some think they are the most intelligent of the big five cats. They are certainly super cunning, if that confirms anything. So could there have been some logical thought process behind his actions? Something like, it's hot. I need to find a place where I can rest. A tree would actually be nice, but there are very few of them here that are nice. Except, there's one with a perfect side branch from where I can have a good view all round, and it's thick enough to lie comfortably on. I might even get lucky and spot something from there that I can stalk, or something might even pass underneath. None of my prey will be inclined to search for me that high up. Besides, if nothing else, it will be cooler up there, and fewer insects to pester me. Yes, who knows what might have gone on inside his head. The wilderness remains a fascinating place with so many known unknowns and unknown unknowns. It will never cease to intrigue me.